Back to the book of Romans today. We're turning to Romans chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 12 through to the end of the chapter. Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Let's hear the Lord's word as we read together. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, in this passage that we just read, you will see that there is like a comparison chart between Adam and our Lord, and what one accomplished to ruin, and what the other accomplished to redeem. And really, that is the story of the gospel. It is as simple as that. You are either cursed through Adam, the first, or you are, as a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus, brought into all the grace and all the new covenant that is through the headship of the Lord Jesus. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher again, and we take great delight in bringing you the message today from Romans chapter 5, talking about the two Adams. Which family are you in? Are you in Adam the first or Adam the second? This really is the simplicity of the gospel message. Through the first Adam in the Garden of Eden came the curse, sin, guilt, condemnation, and eternal wrath. But through the second Adam, the Lord Jesus, who went all the way to the cross, there is atonement, mercy, forgiveness, full salvation, eternal life. And you need to turn to the Lord Jesus to enjoy his life within your soul. To do nothing means that you remain under the curse of Adam, and all men are born with that original guilt, that condemnation. And therefore all men are under the wrath of God. But God in his great mercy has sent us a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And all who look to him as their Savior, as their head, he gives to them every covenant blessing. Because the Lord Jesus was the great worker. He was the one who finished the full obedience, pleased the Father in every way by a sinless life. Oh, what a wonderful Savior the Lord Jesus is. And so by the life of another, by the righteousness of another, and by the blood of another who died upon the cross, we are justified, saved by grace. Stay tuned for the message today as we go now to the pulpit ministry of our church to let the Bible speak on Romans chapter 5. Father, we ask that your grace will meet our need at this time, that as we come to your precious word, that we will learn the message of the gospel inside out. Make it to be real. Make it to be relevant. Make it to be the word for our souls today. And I pray for help. Oh Lord, come to my aid right now. Send the Holy Spirit to me and to each hearer as well, that we may feast on your word and rest in your grace. We pray and ask these things in our Savior's name. Amen. Please open your Bible at Romans 5. The section we're looking at is verse 12 onwards. And we are moving into a new section of this chapter. It really is the heart of the whole epistle of Romans. It is the core teaching on the scheme of the gospel. Did you know that God deals with men in this world only through two people? It's either Adam, or it is the Lord Jesus, the second Adam. We call one the covenant of works that was made with Adam. The other is the covenant of grace that was made with the Lord Jesus. Now, in this passage that we just read, you will see that there is like a comparison chart between Adam and our Lord, and what one accomplished to ruin, and what the other accomplished to redeem. And really, that is the story of the gospel. It is as simple as that. You are either cursed through Adam, the first, or you are, as a Christian, a believer in the Lord Jesus, brought into all the grace and all the new covenant that is through the headship of the Lord Jesus. And so I therefore introduce you to the two most important figures in all the history of the Bible. Adam, who is Adam the first, or the Lord Jesus, who is called Adam the second. Now, sometimes he is referred to as the last Adam. And that means there's never going to be another Savior. There's never going to be another Son of God who will come from heaven. He's the last one. We are not waiting for the Messiah to appear as he did the first time to be the Redeemer of his people. We rejoice that he has come, and one day he will come for the second time to receive us into glory. Now, our point here is that through Adam, everybody lost it. And what happened to Adam impacts the whole world. Contrarywise, the counterpart of that is that by faith in the Lord Jesus, we are saved. And the Apostle Paul, whom I have called the logician of the gospel, and he has argumentation. And you'll notice in this passage that you have the word for, and so, and as. He is going down a line of argument to convince the reader of the blessings that we have in the Lord Jesus that offset, that counter all the losses that we have received through our first Adam, Adam the first. Now, some people find that difficult. They find it very difficult to grasp that God could deal with you and me through someone else. After all, why am I dealing with the guilt of sin when it was Adam's fault? Way back in the Garden of Eden, it's not my responsibility. He was there doing his own thing. And therefore, they can't take that in. And then also, along with that, they cannot take in how come one that died on the cross and went through all that suffering, that he could do it for me when it's not my work and it's not my suffering and it's not my payment, that I just receive that by faith as a gift. But upon those two points hinge everything that we are as Christians, everything that we are concerning the message of the gospel. Now remember that Romans chapter 5 is about assurance. It's about being certain, having an absolute hope that we are to enter heaven. And so this new information that we're moving on to here in verse 12 onward is not taking us in some new direction, but rather it is a further confirmation of the assurance that believers ought to have in the Lord Jesus. Now, it also hinges upon a word, a doctrine, a definition, if you will, and it's the word impute. I-M-P-U-T-E. Now, sometimes that word in the book of Romans is translated as reckon or account or put to. That's what the word impute means. It's the word of a ledger. And when something is marked down on the ledger, it is counted in. It's added into the ledger. And on Adam's side of the ledger, our sins are imputed. They are transferred from Adam to our account. And because of Adam's guilt and Adam's sin, we inherit, and through original sin, all the guilt, all the debt of Adam to our account. And before we even were sinners in our own right and practice, we were born with that guilt and debt to our account. So we were born condemned, born sinners, not only with the nature of sin, but with the legal contract of Adam's guilt to our account. And then on the other side, we have this word impute, that the Lord Jesus, all of his right or righteousness, all his good works are imputed or put to our account. Now that really is the gospel. And it's as simple as that. And what I've basically tried to do in this introduction is to sum up and to point out what Paul is saying here in these verses. But of course, you're not going to live on my words. And it's my job to bring you to this passage of Romans 5 and to show you these things with some understanding of the logic that the Apostle Paul applies as he deals with this great subject of imputation. The imputing, the transferring, either of Adam's guilt to us or the transferring of Christ's righteousness, good works, merit, to our account. And we are either in one side of the ledger or the other. You are either in the side of Adam, guilty, or you are on the side of the ledger, Christ, and made right. And all the perfections of the Lord Jesus, all his works, are put to our account so that we are looked upon and dealt with by God as right with God, and we are made right. So let's get into this passage in Romans 5. We begin at verse 12. And you'll see this direct comparison between one man and the other man. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So, that means the consequence of that. That means the result of that. Death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So can you see there this imputation, this transfer, this guilt that falls upon all because of just one? Now this is staggering, and yet it's illustrated in all of the world. There's not a person on the globe that is not guilty of sin and does not have a sin nature. Sin raises its ugly head in every human being on the planet. And this universal guilt that falls upon, flows from Adam, it's obvious around the world. And it is the guilt that every man senses when he is brought face to face with the holiness of God. Now, when you're in the club of wickedness, you may not even feel it. If you're allowed to be alone and just do your own thing, you don't feel it. But when you are brought face to face with God in his holiness, in his justice, then man feels his guilt. And it's in his heart. It's in his conscience. It's in his inner being. And so what happened to Adam when he was cast out, made a fugitive, and he ran from God, that consequence, that effect, that impact is made upon every son of Adam on the face of the world and in every generation. And should the world continue for thousands of years to come, it will never change because of one man, Adam, because he sinned against God in that garden, broke the covenant, a promise of do and thou shalt live, but do and you shall die. And so there is this imputation, this transfer of righteousness. Now, I want you to notice something as you come to Romans 5. Look at verse 13. Do you notice that in your authorized version of the Bible, that verse 13 begins with a bracket? What's coming now is parenthetical. It is like a little added side information. And that bracket runs all the way down to verse 17. There it closes. So you have all the information between verse 13 and verse 17 as a sidebar. It is added in to color and give some detail, but it is looked upon, certainly by our translators, as information that is additional. So what we can do, what is proper to do, is to read verse 12 and then move to verse 18 to get the drift of the argument, to get the logic of the apostle. And if you read verse 12 and do that, let's do it. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And then verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, now here's the logic of this. Even so, in like manner, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Do you get it? Do you see what this verse is saying? That what happened through Adam in a negative way, bringing guilt and shame and degradation and fugitiveness and horrible consequences of sin, just as it happened through Adam, one man, even so by the righteousness of one. Now that one is Christ. He's the second Adam. He is the second head of a people. Through one person, through the perfect life of Jesus, the Son of God, who lived sinlessly in this world, who died on the cross an atoning death, by one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. And so these two opposites are laid out. It's like a side-by-side comparison sheet when the apostle is dealing with these things. Now, this is federal theology. This is God dealing with men and women, boys and girls in this world by one head. Just as we have a federal government in Canada. Now, we have municipal government, we have provincial government, and we have federal government. The municipal government, the mayor of Surrey, Doug McCallum, he has no authority whatsoever over in Halifax or in Edmonton or any other city in the world. He's a mayor of one city, that's it, local. Our NDP government has no authority in any other province of Canada. But the federal government, and of course the Prime Minister is the head that represents the whole federal government, he has authority over the whole country. He's the federal head. And through his decisions and his actions, every Canadian is impacted. He is the federal head. Now, in the plan and the scheme of the gospel, God deals with you and me on a federal basis through one. And of course, that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of sinners. Now, to enjoy this, to be on the side of the ledger where you are under Christ and his righteousness, you will notice that you need to be saved by his life. Let's go back to verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And I attempted last time to explain that that life is like the branch in the tree, the bodily member joined to the head. And the only way that you can be delivered from the curse that comes through Adam, the only way you can change your station as a sinner, or may I use the word estate as a sinner in God's sight, the only way you can be brought out of that is to be brought under the headship of the Lord Jesus by his life. That's what a Christian is. A Christian is a person who has been translated from one side of the ledger of guilt, to the side of righteousness through our federal head, the Lord Jesus, by one. And that's why Christ is the only Savior of men. That's what makes Christianity unique. There is no other Redeemer, Savior of sinners. We cannot preach two saviors. We cannot preach that there will come along anyone that will in any way compare or coincide with Christ. He is absolutely unique. Jesus said it himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And that is the very message of the gospel.
inscribe my name in God's eternal book. 'Twas grace that gave me to the Lamb who all my sorrows took.
Grace caused my heart to break and made my eyes aglow. 'Tis grace has kept me to the star and will not let me go.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak and to this message on Romans 5 on the two Adams. And I do want to remind you that every one of us is born to Adam the first under the curse of sin. But we have a wonderful Savior in the Lord Jesus who is the second Adam. And when he becomes our head, when he is our representative, he undertakes all things for our salvation. And so I plead with you today to turn to the Lord Jesus, call on him to be your Savior, that you might enter into the gospel blessings, yea, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But you must do that by faith. You must do that by calling on the Lord in prayer to forgive you your sin and to grant to you all the righteousness, all the power of the gospel, that you might live a new life unto the glory of God. If I can be of help, feel free to give me a call. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We're on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.